Good morning, this is Richard Tavender here, and welcome to this service which is being presented on Good Friday 2020. I hope you're having a good day, and I know it's a very unusual Easter with our precautions we're taking due to the current epidemic, but I pray that you are well, and I hope you enjoy this service that we're going to go through soon. On the Faith Bible Baptist Church website, you will see that there is a PDF file which has a text of the message and the prayers for today's service. Now, this is a very unusual Easter time in many parts of the world because people are unable to physically gather due to mandatory precautions to prevent the spreading of the virus known as COVID-19. As we begin this message, it is important that we pray. Please join me in prayer. Sovereign Lord, you are the hope and the healer of your people, and have promised a world where there is no more sickness or crying or death. By your death and resurrection, you have set your people free from the penalty of sin and death. We pray your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Please prosper the work of those who are seeking a vaccine for the coronavirus. Please strengthen those who are treating the sick. Please comfort those who are mourning the loss of loved ones or living in fear of this disease. Please give to governing authorities wisdom in their management of this crisis, and give to your people your peace beyond all understanding, generous and wise hearts, and a renewed trust in your sovereign goodness and glory. Reveal yourself to the hearts of many now experiencing fear and anxiety, that they may find that peace which is the fruit of the death and the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Please help us to learn from you as we reflect on the suffering, the death and the resurrection of Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. Now, on this Good Friday, we're going to think about a few things. And I want to actually look at a passage that relates mainly to Palm Sunday, and then also a reference to Good Friday, which is the day when we remember Christ's suffering on the cross and his dying for our sins. The title of this talk is Welcome the King, Palm Sunday and Good Friday 2020. We live in an age where independence, liberty and control are primary values. When Jesus lived in Israel, there were many for whom their group and the rights of their group was of utmost importance. Various sects and factions, such as the Pharisees and the Sadducees, were influential. All people were subject to the dominance of the world's superpower, which at that time was the Roman Empire, which had conquered the land several decades prior to the birth of Christ. 5 days prior to Christ's crucifixion, Jesus fulfilled prophecy by riding into the religious and political centre, Jerusalem, on a donkey. While a man riding on a donkey was not a physical threat to political and religious institutions, the responses of people in Jerusalem revealed that Jesus was doing something profound. On Palm Sunday, we remember this profound event. And I'd like to read a passage from the Gospel of John. It's John chapter 12, verses 12 to 19. And in the Bible, there's a heading that says, Jesus comes to Jerusalem as King. John 12, 12 to 19. The next day, the great crowd that had come for the festival heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel. Jesus found a donkey and sat on it, as it is written. Do not be afraid, daughter Zion. See, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt. At first, his disciples did not understand all this. Only after Jesus was glorified did they realize that these things had been written about him and that these things had been done to him. Now, as we remember those events on Palm Sunday, we realise that many people who welcomed Jesus by putting cloaks and palm branches on the road did so to welcome the King and acknowledge that Jesus was the Messiah and the Saviour. They were also recognising that Jesus is the one who brings in the kingdom of God by coming in the name of the Lord, and that's referred to in Psalm 118. For them, the kingdom of God was welcomed by acts of worship. In 2020, as we prepare for Easter, we are faced with a situation where politics and religion have been greatly challenged by COVID-19. This is a moment in history where many are looking for hope, many people are looking for help beyond their own resources. So how is the entry of Jesus into Jerusalem in 30 AD relevant to us now? Here are some possible answers to that question. Firstly, political and religious institutions are not capable of stopping a crisis. This week we have seen the Prime Minister of the UK, Boris Johnson, in ICU, suffering the effects of COVID-19. We have also heard the President of the USA, Donald Trump, say this will probably be the toughest week and there will be a lot of death, unfortunately. A second possible answer is that some will recognise the presence of Christ while others won't. In John chapter 19, verses 1 to 3, we have a blatant example of the Roman governor, Pilate, and soldiers who did not treat Jesus as the Messiah worthy of utmost respect. I'd like to read John 19, 1 to 3. Then Pilate took Jesus and had him flogged. The soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on his head. They clothed him in a purple robe and went up to meet him again and again, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they slapped him in the face. Now, political correctness does not count as worship. Pilate chose to comply with popular opinion and consented to the unjust crucifixion of Jesus. While God used this event to bring about his purposes, Pilate chose to please the crowd and his peers instead of implementing fair rule and justice. Pilate's actions were corrupt and in no way honoured Jesus as the Messiah. Sarcasm is no excuse for disrespect of the King of Kings. The soldiers made a fake crown and a fake robe from items they found. They then verbally and physically abused Jesus with no regard for his deity. We need to be careful and consider how we live our lives. How much do we let public opinion determine how we treat others? How much do we let political correctness stop us from honouring God or implementing justice and love? A third point is that any of us can call on the Lord to save us. And this is a real point of hope. The suffering of Christ reveals that God loves us dearly. There are several places in the Bible where it says, "All who call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." And one of them is in Peter's speech in Acts chapter 2, verse 21. A fourth point is that all of us can acknowledge that Jesus is the King who is amongst us. And if we do acknowledge him as the King amongst us, our sense of respect and a sense of appreciation of his authority in the world will be a great influence in our lives, and it will influence how we treat other people too. A fifth point, the kingdom of God is more than material security. Jesus demonstrated that eternal life and true riches are secured in a right relationship with God. On the cross, Jesus suffered for our sins so that we could confess them and seek God's forgiveness. Physical health is beneficial, but it is not of utmost value. Material wealth is nice, but it is not lasting. God's authority and kingdom are the venue for spiritual and emotional security. Worship is still possible in times of crisis. The people who welcomed and worshipped Jesus on Palm Sunday were politically and financially oppressed. They were still able to worship Jesus in difficult times. By worshipping Christ, they focused on God and his kingdom. Worship is great therapy for the mind and the soul in times of crisis. And later in this reading, we have some psalms and some prayers which will help us to worship God. A seventh point is that such worship involves unselfish giving to honour the King and blessing others. On Palm Sunday, people took their own cloaks and laid them down in order for Jesus to ride a donkey over them. They also took palm branches, which they had to go and get, and bring to the place where Jesus was. It cost them time, energy, and their own cloaks to worship Jesus. Worship involves giving of yourself and your resources to worship God and bless others. How can we use what we have to honour God and bless others? Think of ways in which you can use who you are and what you have to honour God today. And in this situation where many people are in need of hope, think of how you can use who you are and what you have to bring encouragement and support and help to others. Now may we find encouragement and hope by acknowledging Jesus as the King and the Saviour. And may we welcome him into our hearts and into this world. Here are some prayers from Scripture and other Christian writers. May these prayers assist you in your faith and your worship of God this week. Loving God, please give us joy in our hearts as we shout Hosanna, welcoming Jesus our King with palms, celebrating all that we hope for as the Easter story unfolds. Then, as the journey of Jesus turns towards Good Friday, help us to know that you are with us when celebration turns to sadness. Please give us the faith we need to follow you in joy, repentance, forgiveness, and selflessness. Amen. And now a reading from Psalm 5. Psalm 5, 1-8. Listen to my words, Lord. Consider my lament. Hear my cry for help. My King and my God, for to you I pray. In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning I lay my request before you and wait expectantly. For you are not a God who is pleased with wickedness. With you, evil people are not welcome. The arrogant cannot stand in your presence. You hate all who do wrong. You destroy those who tell lies. The bloodthirsty and deceitful you, Lord, detest. But I, by your great love, can come into your house. In reverence I bow down toward your holy temple. Lead me, Lord, in your righteousness. Because of my enemies, make your way straight before me. Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. And as we come to a conclusion in this service, I think it's really helpful that we can pray the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray. And let's pray this with a sense of hope, a sense of recognising the kingship of Christ, and a real appreciation of Jesus who died for our sins and rose again. Let's pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And I pray that you really know God's blessing this Easter, and that you stay safe and well, and that we can really see some resolution to this terrible situation regarding the virus that's spreading the world. And now, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen.